This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Opening day Thursday. See you down at Pioneer Tacos and Keyless for a live broadcast. Men's Room World Tour stop number 2 on the
list.
Opening day baseball, tacos, tequilas, Men's Room IPA. Live big dummy. Head chef will be down there eating some tacos, serving us up some tequila. Hopefully that's on the menu, correct?
You do a taco, that's the idea.
A tequila taste.
We'll have some tacos. I know you're pushed hard for the tequilas. We'll see.
Yeah, I just want to see the differences in the flavor profile.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I want an añejo. I might want a ripe. I might want a blanco. I don't even know what I want.
You got to try them all, man. Yeah, figure it out.
Exactly. Head chef will be down there serving up tequila for us.
And keep in mind, at the stadium itself, in certain sections, you'll be able to find the Men's Room IPA.
And I will have a list that'll be updated on Thursday and share that information with you.
Excellent.
I know we're in like 2 or 3 locations.
I know that much. I do not remember which ones they are, though.
Yeah. Random. We'll help you find them. Random.
Hello, random, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, Vichola.
Hola.
Brian, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Let's go with this one. We can trust that you won't swear. But when is a time in your life that you seemingly always swear? Always. I mean, it's just one of those situations, situational, but you know the first thing out of your mouth is going to be a cuss word.
It's usually traffic, road rage, getting mad at other people driving.
Yeah,
that's a good call, dude.
That's universal.
What are your current automobiles that you despise the most on the roadways these days?
Priuses and Teslas. They always seem to be doing the speed limit in the left lane.
Amen.
I had a lot of that yesterday. It's oblivious to the fact that that is the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me wonder
if
they came from a country where you drive on the other side of the road where that is actually the slow lane.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not sure the theory on that, but it is frustrating as hell.
Yeah, just move. No big deal. Just get out of the way.
And that is your bulk of rideshare drivers.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. Teslas or
Prius.
Prius. Yep.
Yeah, God, man, you're absolutely right. I think for me, actually, I think my first word of the morning, generally speaking, at least Monday through Friday, it's an F-bomb. And I don't mean to, but it's just my wife would usually come in and wait for me up and say, hey, it's time to get up. And for whatever reason, the first run of my mouth is F.
Mm-hmm.
And admit, like, not having a bad day, there's nothing wrong. I just know I must get out of bed now. We're like on the weekend, I've been awake for an hour. I've just been laying in bed for an hour. I'm cool with that. But when I know I have to get up, it's just F.
Yeah.
Period. That's a good call.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what. This is absolutely horrible. And I do not know why I do this, but I do this every time. Okay. So if I call someone, not a big deal. My dad calls me. He calls me a couple times a week to find out what's going on, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what it is about when my mom calls. I love my mom. I care about my mom very much. She is one of the most important people in my life.
But
when she calls me, and I see the phone, the first thing I say is the F word.
Right.
And for no reason. Mm. I'm not mad. I don't not want to talk to her. I just don't. It's never inconvenient. It's just like, F. You know,
yeah.
It's my mom.
That's what I'm saying. There's certain things.
I do not know why.
Getting
I do
up. It can be your mom. And again, there's no preconceived idea about how the day is going to be, mm-hmm. what your conversation is going to be about. But for whatever reason, there's the trigger, and it's just F. It's never an S-bomb. It's never D. No. It's always just F. Football season, every Sunday, count on it.
Yeah.
I try to mutter it under my breath. I try not to scream it out because of the kids. And it's not just watching the Ravens. It's, you know, anything. I'll see, you know, they'll show a clip of the Steelers got a touchdown, right? I'm just like, F.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Just because I wanted to lose. Yep. And you realize, like, my God, man, I've sat here for 6 hours on a Sunday, of all days, and I have cussed more on this day than any other day of the week.
Get in the
shower. I would say, too, I usually get out an F-bomb, like, so I'll get up, right, like, go to the bathroom, you might do something else, and then, like, if I don't have anything going on, I'll sit there for, like, 20 minutes, kind of look at some stuff, look at some news stories, and then go, all right, let's F and do it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah. Something about getting yourself motivated.
When I'm in the shower, I crank that thing. I like a hot shower.
Yeah, me too, man.
I don't spend too much time in there, but I like a hot shower. And I'll grab my towel, and as soon as I open up the curtain, and that first cold hit of hair hits me, it's an F every single time. Every single time. It's like, F, it's cold.
Yeah.
And I do it every time. Doesn't matter if it's the summer.
Well, and that shower, generally, right? Like, say you get up, go to the gym, eat, like, that shower, to me, is, like, the last thing I'm going to do before it's, like, okay,
it's go time.
It's right. You're going to work right after that, like, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their last little, like, moment of, like, I'm just in the shower.
It's the first time I heard my son drop an F-bomb. It was a birthday party. He's, like, 7 years old or something, but they were in a pool. And it was very warm in the pool, but he'd forgotten his towel. So we knew he forgot his towel. We got him a backup one. We just didn't let him know immediately. So he gets out of the pool. He's kind of shivering. And he's talking to his mom. His mom's like, are you cold? Or what's wrong? He's like, I'm effing cold. And immediately, like, I can forgive him that one. He's not wrong. That is a legitimate explanation for his situation.
Right.
Man. If I see snow. Now, it's one thing if you drive to snow, because, like, you know you're driving towards snow. I'm not a fan of snow. I've never been a fan of snow. So there could be a single flake that comes down. And I know they predicted this on the weather. So I know it's coming. But I try to get it out of my head, and I'll see that first flake, and it's just, F!
Yeah. When I forget I need to do stuff, if I'm late, and I look at the clock, oh, F!
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
If I realize, which I do all the time, I forgot a birthday. I forgot something. It's, it's always 2 weeks of F!
Right.
Work-wise, come in Monday. Our beloved veggie dog down the hallway. The first thing he does is make sure that when you walk into work on Monday, you see all the work that he has for you. And then you have a session at 1 o'clock on Monday. I forget about it every Monday.
Every Monday.
I walk into work every Monday, and the first thing out of my mouth is the F-bomb. It doesn't stop. I have all these triggers, and it's not that I mind doing it. It's part of our job.
It takes 10 minutes.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I don't know why it just makes me go, F.
I've got one of those that's work-related. When I mentioned what it is, but it's like, man. And again, it doesn't take that much time. It's really not a big deal.
Thursdays.
But it rubs me.
Yes. God, I know.
It rubs me the wrong way. In any possible way. It just puts me in a bad mood. It's like, F!
Well, if you subscribe to our daily podcast, on Friday we do a weekly special, a Men's Room Happy Hour podcast. And it's in the Friday feed of the daily feed. That's how you download it. And I forget every single Thursday that we record this thing at about 12:30 or 1 o'clock. And Michael walked down the hallway and say, hey, man, it's not that it's a big deal. It's just that I forgot.
Right.
And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, I got all this other stuff to do. But F.
Right.
You know, like, damn it.
So response every time. Every time.
It hasn't changed.
Every time.
It hasn't changed. It's just the basic stuff that we need to do. It's not like they're, you know, in here, you know, killing us and making us work, you know, forever.
No.
These are just basic things that we need to do for our job.
But you never remember to do them.
Correct.
And by you, I mean all of us. Which is like, so Michael bring it up. It's like, F.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Every single time without fail.
Yep. Raise my ass, when do you?
Then I'll go get an effing cigarette.
Yeah. F.
Right. I would say it's more of just the constant, like, I get, like, there is some days I'll forget about it too, but always the constant, like, it's almost like you guys are angry that you're shocked by it.
Right.
It's all.
I'm like, well, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You can say that, and I should remember, but I don't. So it's almost like you have amnesia. So you're like, F, we got to do what? The same thing you've been doing for the last however many years.
Mm-hmm.
F.
Yep. And I run out of toilet paper. That's another one.
Oh, man. That will, even at home, you're just like, F, man.
Yeah.
Sort of wipe my ass and be done.
Mm-hmm. They say, think back to the last time you stubbed your toe. Did you drop any choice words when it happened? 75% of Americans swear when they stubbed their toe or experienced abrupt physical pain, according to a new poll. Especially when you take one to the shin. I'd almost, The shin to me, a shin shot, like on the side of my bed, is worse than a toast up.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, tell the kids. Like, dude, if you cuss because you're in pain, I do not care.
But they do say
you feel better.
That studies have found that swearing does help with pain tolerance. But only a third of people polled think that's true. The last stat, if you get hit by a car and dropped an F-bomb because it shattered your pelvis, the jerk who hit you might judge for you. 1 in 6 people say swearing in public is never acceptable, even if you're in pain, like you've been hit by a car.
Yeah, F yourself.
That's tough to do.
Yeah. Kiss my ass on that one, man.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Random, got hit by a car, random, I'm like, so good.
Random, I'm all fine.
Random, yep.
Although I feel like if you get hit by a car or something really traumatic happens, you don't cuss as much. You kind of calm down. You're trying to really assess how bad things are, right? But like I said, you stub your toe. It just hurts. There's no lasting
thing.
That's when you get the
F-bomb. I was making a box of macaroni and cheese. Because I'm an idiot, I put the milk in when I'm boiling the water with a bowl, yeah. Right? I go upstairs for 2 seconds. I come back down. That thing is flowing like a volcano all over my stove.
Yes.
And I don't have a flat top stove. I've got a gas stove. So it's getting down and all.
And everything.
And I'm just like, mother effer. Damn it. Now I don't know. Is this the right amount of water? Is this the right amount of milk? How much foamed out.
I had one on Saturday where I walked out of the grocery store, get to my car, and then start cursing myself because there was something I was supposed to get that I didn't.
Right.
But you know me. I can't just go to the grocery store. There's always the same guy with the cool mustache who checks you out.
So I know exactly.
So I have talked to him. So now I'm like, I don't want to go back in.
Because he already talked.
Because he knows I'm an idiot.
Well, yeah. That's why you didn't go back in?
Yes.
I don't think that guy's
judging. What did you need?
It's not important.
All right. Okay. But you're mad at yourself anyway.
I forgot the Ruffles.
You forgot the chips.
It's a party,
we were
going to
tailgate, so I bought dips. I bought French onion dip. And then I was like, damn it, I forgot the Ruffles.
So there's no chips for the dip?
No. I swallowed my pride and went back in.
Okay.
You did. Right, you did should. You see mustache guy?
Yeah. He didn't say anything. I just went, I forgot the chips.
Well, that's fair.
I had no reason to, but again, nobody cared. Nobody in that store cared.
Nobody, but you cared.
For some reason, that just drove me up a wall. Like, son of a, you're an idiot.
What about when you get to your car to come to work and you realize your phone's upstairs or your wallet's upstairs or whatever the hell it is? Like, God, it's only one flight of steps in my house. Not a big deal, but I always cuss if I have to go back up them.
Actually, I cussed today, yeah. I'd made a smoothie this morning. My whole point was put it right here so you remember it when you walk out the door. And I didn't. And look, I hadn't even pulled out yet. I literally just sat in the car for 1 second, realized I wasn't there, and for F!
All that work.
It took 5 seconds to walk in the house, grab it. It did not even warrant an F-bomb, but there it was anyway.
Yep.
Top of the load.
Leftovers from the night before, bringing those in today for lunch. I left them in the refrigerator once again when I got to work, and I'm like, mother.
Mm-hmm. Or what about when you, like, you have leftovers, and either A, you leave them at the restaurant.
That
drives you up a wall. Or B, what I've done before is you have dinner, and then it's like, let's go get another drink. And then you leave them at the next place.
Yeah, yep. That's why you never buy something when you are bar hopping. If you're in a town, and you're new to the town, you're walking around, you see a lot of cool stuff, don't buy anything. I'm telling you, you will leave it under a bar stool somewhere during your travels. It almost never fails.
Yeah, if you're bar hopping, that's a good call.
You know? Someone here says, when you drop your phone on the ground. Yeah. That's more just the expense of it. Like, I don't care that I dropped the phone. I don't even care if the phone breaks, other than the fact phones cost $10 million.
Yeah.
Right? That's my whole thing.
In the middle of the night, I hear pouring down rain outside. I'm like, F, when will this end?
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to end, is it? And then I'm cussing in my sleep, and I'm pretty well asleep.
When you knock over a glass of liquid. You're right. Does not matter the liquid. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter. Although, the volume with which you're dropping F-bomb, if it's water, it's just F. If your kid's drinking, like, red Kool-Aid, that's a much louder. Well, my dog, we went out wherever the hell we went. I don't know. We came home. We'd just gotten a little plastic jar of hot honey. And the dog determined that she really liked hot honey. So I'm already annoyed that she got into it, tore it open, blah, blah, blah. But, of course, she had to consume it on the couch. And that's a F. Like, I don't even care that you have the honey, but there's honey on the couch, man.
Last week, I was at the grocery store. I bought myself a really nice-looking New York strip steak.
All right.
It was thick. You know, had a little marbling to it. The Oregon grass-fed, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you know what, man? I'm going to treat myself to a steak. I cut into that damn thing, and I mean, it was just as gray and as well done as could be. And I'm just like, mother. I don't want to eat this. So I ate kind of like the crispy burnt ends around the edges and left them at the middle and threw it away.
When you see a woman with a fine ass.
Yes.
Yep. That man. And you do it by accident. And we'll be outside smoking. Some chick walks by. I was like, God damn. Like, my bad. I really did not mean to yell that. Yeah, I just, oops. Sorry. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Wow. Hola, bitch.
Wow.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Andy, this is going to be a deep one, but we're going to give it to you. As far as your legacy in life, and, you know, whether it's you being a family member of, you know, your spouse or your children or whatever it is, your job, when you pass on in this life, what do you hope that you will be remembered for?
Old.
I mean, look, man, you might have been the guy who had the coolest muscle cars. You might have been the guy that would come over and help with any chore, that would help fix something for somebody.
You also might be the guy that watered your lawn naked. I mean,
whatever it is. Like, you know what, man? He always was cool with his truck, but we were moving or whatever the deal.
I'm kind of like you, Miles. I would love people to remember me for my golf game.
Okay. All right.
I'm not the best. I'm only a 13 handicap, but.
That's great.
Yeah, but. Okay. I mean. Just off the top of my head, that's what I can come up with.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
What would be a cooler honor for you then? Would it be that they named a golf course after you, or that they named like a different driver after you?
A tournament like Miles had.
Yeah, the Miles McGovern Golf Classic. Yes. It's going to be a
reach for the stars, brother.
Hell of a legacy. What? How many holes in one have you had?
I've never had a hole in one.
Well, it's coming your way.
I've had two eagles and one double eagle.
All right, I've never had that.
Albatross.
You had an albatross. That is.
What is an albatross?
That is a two in a par five, which is almost harder to get than a hole in one.
Yeah.
Two on a par five.
You legitimately need to hit two just.
We got very lucky. It just happened to hit the green at the right exact point, and the ball just rolled in, and it was awesome, too, because my buddy was up there on the green and actually seen it roll in, and he exploded with excitement.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay, all right.
I thought he was taking me.
Well, that's not a bad one to be remembered for. I don't know. It's a hard question to think about that, you know, as far as when you're not here. Just like anything else, you meet somebody new for the first time. They have a different impression of you and have a different take on you than what you think you presented.
So, yeah, you always find that out.
Everybody, I mean, whether good or bad, I mean, just
you. I think it changes once you have kids, right? Because at that point, I go, if I have a good legacy with the kids, and I do not care about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no guarantees that I even have a good legacy with the kids. But like, I hope it's that.
Yeah.
What's also, maybe I mean, not. You could be, I don't know, you could work your whole career or whatever to be remembered for something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always how people remember you.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right?
So you
might have. Exceed and been great at all this stuff, but if you're kind of a-hole in person, like that's what people are going to remember.
Bill Cosby's a great comedian. Not going to be what he's remembered.
O.J. Simpson was a great running
back. Great running back.
The guy that you said that just absolutely handled that cake with his hands. No matter what, he will be remembered by somebody for doing that. That'll be his legacy as far as relationship.
That person's kind of an idiot. They got a lot of stuff people remember him for.
Well, but that in particular, like if you do that at my house, be like, oh, that's the jackass that took his hand.
That's the guy who.
Sleepwalking and drunk. I just grabbed the cake and just, oh, nom, 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 nom. Reason we asked, what will you be remembered for? George Foreman.
I would also say, honestly, I just went through this with a family member for a funeral. Also depends on where people know you in life.
Yeah, that's a real
I met a lot of people that knew my cousin through her teaching. Right, but then there was also probably 50 or 60 people that I knew because we were all roughly the same age from her playing softball. But she was so good at it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
George Foreman passed away over the weekend. The heavyweight who lost the Rumble in the Jungle to Muhammad Ali before inspiring second act as a 45-year-old champion. He came back and did that. And a successful businessman. He died on Friday night. He was 76 years old. If you know anything about George Foreman, outside of his professional boxing career, you know he's got 12 or so many kids, and most of them are named George.
Correct.
So that's another legacy that he leaves behind. But I think that George Foreman will be remembered more than anything for the George Foreman Grill.
No doubt.
The cooking machine, which sold more than 100 million units and made him much wealthier than a sport ever did. And I want to say that he was one of those guys where he was not the first choice for this.
He was not.
Somebody else passed.
Hulk Hogan.
Was it Hulk Hogan? Mm-hmm. He passed up on that deal, which would have made him, you know, wealthier than he already is. He left the sport of boxing for a few years, returned after a 10-year absence and a self-described religious awakening. He then pulled off one of the most spectacular knockouts in boxing history in 1994 with Michael Moore.
Whose legacy will be that you were the guy that George Foreman knocked out when he was too old to have any business knocking you out.
Yep. He grew up in Marshall, Texas. He won a gold medal as a heavyweight in the 1968 Mexico City Olympics. Typically, that's enough. As far as a legacy goes, you won a gold medal at the Olympics. But I'm telling you, I really think that he will go down as the guy with his name on that grill.
He will. I mean, that's how my kids know who he is. And then it's one of those things I explain, oh, he used to be a boxer. They know who Muhammad Ali is because he's Muhammad Ali. Then I explain the Rumble in the Jungle. And they're like, yeah, that's cool. Let's get back to the grill. But another legacy like that, when John Madden died.
Sure.
Right? So there's a bunch of us that knew him as a coach. Some people knew him as a player. If you're that old, my kid... He came up to me and he goes, did you know that John Madden was a human being? I said, yes, I did know that. My kid only knows the Madden game. Mm-hmm. And the Madden game is super important to him and all of his buddies. But, like, all the kids his age were like, he was a person? I'll go, yeah, man. He just gave the company naming rights and they kept making a good game. He kept his name there and made an S ton of money.
Well, think about how long it's, like,
that's his legacy.
You're used to it now. And sometimes you'll see a guy be an announcer or, like, a color commentator and you're like, huh. Yeah, I remember that guy. He was like a backup in the NFL. But people forget, like, Lee Corso didn't just start out putting mascot heads on. He was college football
player. Bob Uecker was a great catcher.
Dickie V, yep. Right? Like, he is known as the voice of college basketball. Good to see Dickie V healthy again. Mm-hmm. But same thing. He actually coached in college. Yeah. Took teams to the tournament.
And if you ask Lou Gehrig, you know, while he's alive, hey, you know, there's a disease that's going to kill you.
That's your legacy.
And they're going to name it after you.
Your legacy is going to
be... Well, he had another one, then Ripken screwed it up.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
Double whammy.
Yeah, he had the record forever, and then...
Now he's just a disease.
Now he's just just a disease guy.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinky's Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up our categories. Today we have America's favorite backyard games.
All right.
And America's favorite hot sauce. Or the 10 most popular brands, anyway.
They tend to go hand in hand.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up at 4:30 right after emails on our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola.
Harrison, welcome to the show.
And a random question. Random, all right. Random.
Harrison, let's go with this one. What would you say... In your home, you hate cleaning the most. What is the one thing you're like, I don't want to do this, but I got to?
I'd probably say the toilet, just because we have a 7-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy, so they are not the cleanest.
So are you constantly picking up, or is it more just like the constant laundry and feeding and how much those kids always eat?
The toilet. They just are messy in the bathroom.
That's about that age, man.
How bad is it when you lift the seat and look what's on the bottom of that?
It's not even that. It's them not taking claim for getting piddle on the toilet seat.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, look.
The toilet.
I can't remember the exact ages, but from 5 until maybe 8 years old or 9, it's not that I didn't try, but I don't know that I wasn't guilty of staining underwear. It's seemingly a lot.
You know, I got to give my son credit, man. He's pretty good at it, and I'm sure moms do it too.
Not my proudest moment.
But as a dad, especially, you know, your kid's gotten potty trained. Like I said, just because they're potty trained does not mean they're still excellent at it. But he'd go in there and take a leak, and you listen for the... Like, God damn it, that's on the toilet seat. And back to... So I tell him, like, hey, man, you know I can hear you pee. He's like, yeah, so? I'm like, but I can tell when it hits water. When it hits water, right, there's a certain sound, and there's like 3 weird breaks...
In between.
And you're not hitting the side of the bowl, because that's a definitive sound, too. This is top of the seat hit.
Yeah.
And look, to his credit, he'd clean up after himself and all that. But I'm like, man, just try to get it, like, into the water. Now, pro.
Right.
Complete pro.
Now, as far as stuff that you enjoy doing at home, even if it's going to take a lot of time. Like, Castle came in this morning. First thing he did was show us a picture of all the mulch and the pile of mulch that he spread around his yard. Yard looked fantastic. And I'm like, how long did you just stand there looking at it? And he's like, oh, yeah, man, that's part of it.
I mean, you're out there for hours. The self-satisfaction, man.
You look at what you've done, and, you know, there's certain things, I don't know why, that I find to be rewarding, even though they take time and effort. Like the garage. How often do you spend in your garage? Me? Never. I pull my car into the little garage I've got, and I pull my car out.
Mm-hmm.
But when I sweep out my garage, and I clean up everything, and I get it to where like things are organized, I just stand in my garage like, it's a good looking garage you got, man.
Yeah.
It looks much better now. I got more room to pull in.
I think yours is a little different, too, is you actually park in it.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people that the garage is like the shop. It's this, it's that. It's a lot of things.
My garage has everything except a vehicle in it.
Correct. I mean, I feel like if you have a garage like that, you're more often to spend more time and probably straighten it up a little bit more.
We got to straighten stuff it up. Once summer hits, my wife and I, we just work outside all the time. It's an excuse to be outdoors. I'm being somewhat productive. The kids leave you alone because my rule is if you're going to stand there, you're going to help. And they basically just poof, and I'll smoke bomb. They're gone, man. So, yeah, at the end of the day, we'll spend a lot of time just looking at the yard like, all right, that's good. But because we're in the garage so much more, there's always this massive blood letting. You call 1-800-JUNK. You get rid of all this crap, right? Still don't pull the vehicle in there.
No.
You just have more room to put more stuff. But then I realized as I go through, there's like 47 balls for any possible sport you could want to play. There's the skateboards. There's the bikes. There's the scooters.
Yeah.
I'm like, this garage, one half of it is garden stuff, right? There's a lawnmower, hedge trimmers, and all that. The other half, it's like for the kids to have fun. Mm-hmm. That's
I can spend an hour cleaning my bathroom, and it's spotless. It's spotless.
But you don't stare at it.
I don't care.
Yeah, you're just
I don't
like,
stare
right
at it like, it's a clean bathroom.
Yes.
But if I clean the inside of my refrigerator out,
oh yeah,
and wipe down all the shelves,
I'm standing there with the door open.
I just look at it like, look at that refrigerator. I can see what I've got now.
Yep.
Not that I couldn't before. I'm just like,
I stared at my bathroom a few weeks ago because, you know, there's like six lights, right?
Yeah.
Above the mirror. And like over time, three of them had gone out. So finally, one day, I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, I just need to replace them all.
Mm-hmm. And
then every time, like, somebody would come over, I'd be like, look at the bathroom. Brighter, huh?
Well, yeah.
Like, what?
Your lights
are. Yeah. I'm like, all six lights are in there.
That's right.
No, I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it was annoying anybody but me. It was just one of those things, like, you notice it.
I feel like I only stare at my bathroom if it's gross. And then I'm in the doorway for 10 minutes, like, what is that? What have the kids done there? Why is that over there? What is that on the wall? But you're right, after you clean it, like, I don't want to be in here anymore.
Yeah, and some of the grossest things in the world. Like, I mean, especially with kids, daughters and stuff, my guest bathroom, which I never use, it's in their room. I've got a two-bedroom, two-bath place. And so I can't remember who was, it was like my dad came into town or my uncle or whatever. Anyway, Miles, yeah. Your bathtub's clogged. Like, my bathtub is clogged
bathtub?
In there? Yeah, just the shower, you know? So I go in there and I open up the damn thing. And I cannot tell you the satisfaction I got, just like at our old place on the First Hill, pulling out these giant black globs of woman hair that are like 8, 9, 10 inches long. And then all of a sudden, man, I got the mother rat.
Right.
Like, I had, you know, like little pliers, little pinch, whatever the hell, the needle nose pliers. Grabbed a hold of this thing, and now I got two hands on it. And the size of that thing was so big, typically I'll just put that stuff in the toilet and flush it. I felt that I would clog the toilet. But the satisfaction I felt hearing that thing like go and pop out, and then the water flow through, I'm like, yeah, got that mother.
What exactly happens to human hair when it goes into the drain?
It turns
right?
black and gets slimy.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, I know that this was hair to begin with, but when you pull it out, like, this is not hair anymore. I don't know what this is, but there's nothing about this that is appealing to anyone. Like, it skeeves me the hell out, man.
Yeah. Which also brings to mind another conversation we were having earlier on the program about times when you immediately cuss.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously, in your sleep, it's trash day, you've got to take the trash out, and you hear the garbage truck pulling up the
Yeah,
and I mean nothing could get you out of bed.
You're not kidding.
Faster than that.
You can say the house
fully,
is on fire.
Fully dressed in 15 seconds.
Yeah, you can say the house is on fire. My first question would be like, well, what room is it in? You know, I'm getting out of bed. But right, you hear that trash truck, man. Like you have gotten dressed before you leave your bedroom. It's almost like Batman on the TV show. You have like your, oh my God, I forgot it's trash day pull. You slide down this bitch, you're completely clothed, running down the driveway, got your trash cans, and then it's also the mad dash. Let me check every trash can in the house.
That's right.
Right.
I think it also has to do with time of year. Like, if I miss trash day in the wintertime, all right. But once it got hot growing up in Maryland, like, if that trash was
because it got hot.
Because it got picked up twice a week. So if you left it in there and you got a family of five, it's only getting emptied once a week. That thing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you got bugs, you got everything else if it's only once a week. Yeah. It just reeked.
You're
and,
right.
like, I don't know why. I feel like even the animals like that would mess with your trash if you pile it up.
Oh, they're gonna take advantage.
In the wintertime, it's like they're just not out as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want your cold-ass trash, dude. Wait until summer.
And I'm at that point in time Saturday. It was this crazy thing. This light shone through my window in the living room. And I could see for the fact that I definitely needed to vacuum the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could see all the dust that I couldn't see before. And I'm looking at the window. So I attempt to clean this one window. And I clean this one window, and it's squeaking, and it's looking all good, you know. And I go to do something else, and I was going to do the next window. And I look up, and it looked like I made it worse. Yeah. I don't know what it
every
is.
Streak, every streak.
I don't know what it is about me and windows. I am just absolutely horrible at it. I cannot get them to.
My father uses newsprint, man. Not even newsprint, yeah, but like
it used
the,
to be a thing back in the day with vinegar and water and newspaper. I don't.
But like the windows are spotless, and that's what he uses. That's what. Does your vacuum have a light on the front?
I don't believe it does.
I did not. You would know if it does. Look, I'm always the guy that vacuums. I will vacuum. It is fine. We got a new vacuum out like 2 years ago, whatever it was. And it had a light on for him, which I didn't care. But I flipped the thing on, and I'm like, we live in a house of filth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is, your house probably is not that much different day to day, just based on how you live. But, man, when the light pops on your vacuum, I'm like, oh, my God, this is gross.
Yeah, mine's got the laser on the front of it, so that highlights even more so. And you just see all the nasty garbage.
Oh, it's got a laser light on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a hardwood vacuum, so it yeah. kind of sweeps there, and it just, it's
amazing. It's right, and you realize everywhere your cats and dogs have been.
Ah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, apparently everywhere.
They don't even have to be there. Their hair and dander just floods right everywhere.
Yep. There's an Instagram account, Weekly Home Check. And basically what they do is they walk people through checking their homes to make sure that they are properly maintained. And they say that these things are the things that people forget the most to clean, according to cleaning experts. So you should be cleaning this, but you probably never do. So for an example, you've got an air conditioning unit. Maybe you've got splits or whatever. How often should your air filter be either cleaned or replaced?
Every quarter.
That's exactly right.
Oh, really?
Oh, he said that with confidence.
Yeah. Three to 4 months, somewhere in there.
Okay, we do it, I think, once every 6 months.
Especially, Ted, if you suffer from allergies. So you probably have a small closet somewhere in your apartment that's got a unit in it. And that's got an air filter in it. Big old square air filter. So if you replace that, it's going to help you with your allergies.
Yeah. Because they're saying the crap in your house is even worse.
Do you have one of those like utility closets that's got, you know, the HVAC or whatever's in there, like a big box?
I mean, I don't have an HVAC because I just have little heaters on the ground.
Yeah. Okay, you might not have that then.
Yeah.
By the way, Miles, a bunch of people here are saying to clean your windows, use coffee filters.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, streakless.
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
All right. I do remember that once every month or so when we were in school, my school was old enough where it was a slate blackboard.
Yeah.
And we used vinegar and water mm-hmm. to clean them like once every month. That was at the end of the day. We always had to clean the blackboards off. But one time a month, we had to use that. And I mean, it was spotless. But then you couldn't use the
crown
for like days at a time until it broke in. Fridge coils. I've never done this. They're located in the back of your fridge. This involves a little heavy lifting, not really just pulling your fridge out. But they recommend vacuuming them once every 6 months. A lot of the time, we're afraid to see what's behind our fridge. It's amazing what you can find under your fridge and under your stove when you pull them out.
How does it get behind the fridge?
I have no idea.
It doesn't make sense. Like, some things, yes, I might expect that to be back there. Other times, I'm like, how is this behind our refrigerator?
Correct. I rented my place out for a while, probably 3 or 4 years, to a family doctor and his wife and kids. And when I moved back into the place, after they'd moved out, I started doing my cleaning around and pulled out the oven. And there were three children's books from the Fremont Public Library that had been knocked underneath the oven. So I walked into and it had been 4 years since these books were checked out.
Oh, God.
Because they still have those dates in them, you know. So I took them into the library, and the woman's like, these are 4 years overdue. And I'm like,
I did not check them out.
I understand that. I said, I just found them from the renters that were under the oven. She said, well, thank you so much for bringing. She's like, I was like, don't. Look, I dropped something under there.
Yeah.
I went in there to I dropped something under there and went, phew, it flew right under there. So it wasn't that I was cleaning. I just had to pull the oven out to get whatever the hell I dropped to get in there. Like, what is this?
Three
children's books.
Again, how does this end up here?
Well, what I'm saying is it's amazing they didn't catch on fire because it was hot as hell.
Yeah.
I think it's also amazing that she was like, these are 4 years old. You just looked at it and been like, yeah, I'm in my 50s. You think I still have children that small?
Yeah,
obviously they got launched or they got left under there by mistake.
I'm giving them back.
Do they charge you still?
They did not. I don't have a library card there. So, I mean, like, what are they going to do to me?
You're lucky you'd ended up jail, dude.
If I find an overdue book, say it's 5 years overdue, it's just sitting in my house. None of us checked it out because we don't have a library card. I bring it in. They want to charge me. You're telling me they can't charge me because technically I never checked this out.
Well, they're not going to charge me. I know one was a Caldecott Medal winner. I mean, they all had the covers.
Right.
They're nice children's books. I'm like, I'm going to take these back. But I guess the kid was just like, I can make the books disappear.
Watch.
Under the oven. Range hood filters. I'm not sure if I have ever changed and or cleaned one of those.
I've gotten a little anal about that. And that's just from working in restaurants.
Is it?
Where we did it enough. So I have a downdraft on mine.
Okay.
We don't have a hood above. We have the downdraft, which, by the way, if you're looking for a downdraft, have fun with that. But I do clean it every once in a while. But also, it's easier to clean because I'm looking down into it instead of looking up into it.
Okay. How about dishwashers? How often should you clean your dishwasher?
Once.
There's a filter in there. So back to the filter lifestyle.
Once a month.
How often do you think you use your dishwasher, though?
Once a week.
Oh, God. Probably 5-6 times a week. But that's just with the kids and damn, the kids' Mike? Friends coming over.
Yeah, we're probably 2, maybe 3 times a week.
Trust me, my wife
I bet I only run mine 3 times a month. But generally, I'm only cooking for one. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
So you just got to clean the pan you use.
Correct. My wife and I, we just had this conversation over the weekend. She goes, man, does it seem like we use the dishwasher all the time? I said, yeah, and just quietly pointed out to the living room where the kids are. I'm like, because they still have it in their head that even if I'm getting a second glass of water, God forbid I use the same glass.
Oh, I know.
Right?
So,
just use the same. But they don't.
Dishwashers have a filter in them. Should be cleaned every 3 months, depending on usage. As food can get stuck in the filter areas, which can impact the ability to clean and its ability to dry. And apparently they pop out pretty easily. So all you need to do is clean those. Drains. Lane flushes for drains with vinegar and baking soda are supposed to be done 1 to 3 months to prevent clogs.
I actually do pretty well on that. And I don't know if it's a result of my daughter having been there at the time, and restaurants or both, but I do get kind of anal about the drains. That's where I realize I've become my father, because I'm sure the kids look at me the way I looked at my father, like, the drain. You know, because my kids always like, we don't dump anything we want down the drain. Why are you so worried about the drain? People pee down drains. They dump crap down drains. Everything you don't want goes down the drain. Why do you care? And then I realized, like, you know what? Because I do. And let's just keep it clean, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they, you got to pull that off.
Random, you know, random, I mean, it's how
they drop off.
They drop off.
All right. I'll give you guys one.
Random. Okay. Random. What is the worst thing that you have done on a dare or a bet for money? One of the sickest things I've ever seen in my life is when you're able to smoke in bars.
Yeah.
This ashtray was completely full. And my buddy Brett, he had to touch tongue to the bottom of it. So he had to touch tongue all the way down.
All
the butts. And he had to lick all the way across the bottom of the ashtray. And I think that was only for $5.
I've seen somebody drink like a whole like big container of dip spit for $100.
God, $100. No.
But I mean, the guy was like 18.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's the age where that kind of money, you're willing to do stuff like that.
The worst thing I've done, actually, Ted, was when we bet West Virginia, Maryland 20 years ago, and I shaved my ass, not realizing that since I'd never shaved my ass before, because I lost the bet, just how much, like, days would go by, and I'd have, like, these hair bumps. So I'd have ingrown hairs all over my ass, and I could never sit down and be comfortable because these hairs had never been shaved before. So a lot of them were just getting stuck underneath the skin as they were trying to come out. So I've got all these just bumps.
I remember
on my
you bitching
butt.
About it every day, probably like 2.5 to 3
That was
weeks.
A good year, though. So we beat West Virginia in football in the regular season, then again in that bowl game.
I think that was
and Miles had
thing.
A clean ass.
Yeah, I think that was the dumbest thing I've ever done as far as not realizing the pain involved afterward. I'll raise my ass. What's the worst thing you've done for a dare or a bet? A young man in Russia was hospitalized and treated for kidney failure after doing 2,000 squats to win a bet with a friend. Doctors reported the unusual case. The guy's in his early 20s. He was hospitalized with severely reduced kidney function as a result of physical overextension.
Damn.
Patients told doctors that his trouble began after winning a bet with a friend who challenged him to do 2,000 squats in a set period of time. Confident in his physical abilities, he accepted. But after completing the challenge, he began experiencing some troubling symptoms. His legs, which had never failed him before, became sore and extremely swollen. His urine turned dark brown, and before long, he couldn't pee at all. Scared, he sought medical help and was diagnosed with rhabdomyolysis.
Good job, Miles.
Rhabdomyolysis.
Just how you want your doctor to say it.
Potentially, deadly medical condition that causes muscle tissue to break down and enter the bloodstream. If left untreated, it can result in kidney failure, cardiac problems, even death. In this particular case, the man's leg muscle began to break down as a result of extreme physical effort, which caused a steep decrease and increase in levels of creatine and urea, which a comprehensive examination revealed that his kidneys were only functioning at that point in time at 50% capacity after doing the 2,000 squats. Luckily, and because of his youth, doctors managed to cure the acute renal failure without dialysis, but the damage caused by this to his kidneys will need time to heal. His kidney function is still reduced. He's going to have to undergo rehab because he did 2,000 squats.
Damn.
It could take 3 months to a year before he's normal again. Strength, they say, lies not only in physical achievements, but also in the ability to take care of your body. Doing something like that can have disastrous consequences when one goes beyond reasonable limits.
But he won his bet.
But he did win the bet.
Hey, won the bet.
Probably not worth all the trouble. All right, still to come, your guess is as good as mine. Our categories today, we have the best backyard games and hot sauces. And we have your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.